Well, I think the major change, the way I see it, has been brought about by the same thing that's changed most of electrical engineering, and that's the processing that we have, the digital computer, if you will. The way we process signals today, the way we control networks today, is vastly different than it was in the early days with relays and discrete components and those kinds of things. I can remember the early days of cellular at Bell Labs when the radio people thought that the cellular radio concept was insane, because how would you ever have the capability of handing one radio channel off from one base station to another, change the connection of the LAN network at the same time, and ever have any hope of holding this thing together. The switching people that had to worry about the network side of it thought this was insane, because these things we were trying to hand off from one base station to another were flaky. And there was a concern about whether this could even be done in the early days. It was an extreme stretch in the early days with discrete logic boxes. Of course, the microprocessor came along and solved the problem from the mobile standpoint and also from the fixed standpoint. So there's a lot of intelligence that gets built into these networks. You know, I talked about channel assignment, handoff, and those kinds of things are all very processor intensive. The signal processing that's done on the radio links, the adaptive arrays, the equalization, the rate receivers and spread spectrum, all those things make use of significant amounts of signal processing. Your ability to sample and digitize a signal and store it and then work on it, I guess you can't work on it at your leisure completely, but at least you have some time to go back over it,
right.
and you can go back over the signal again before you have to make a commitment. These types of things have changed the way we look at building the various parts of a communication system.